BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday Scott Mills Daily. Oh my word, innuendo bingo with Danny Howard. The wettest one yet, seriously. Also, news on how Rihanna, the pop star, has been at the tap end. One of our listeners tells us what they do karaoke to in Los Angeles. The Posh Radio 4 lady reads out the emails from you this week on Dear Scott. As a podcast treat, we'll play you a little bit of When We Brass Up Suit and Tie by Justin Timberlake. And we've got Real or No Real. Had a stressful day, Chris?
No, not really, no.
No?
Look, it's Valentine's Day. I've done my best.
I heard that you got really stressed out today by having to buy some flowers.
I didn't do that.
Wow.
I didn't buy flowers.
You didn't buy flowers? Okay, no. Sorry. Someone must have given me the wrong information.
Yeah.
Right. But you seem a little tense today.
I'm fine.
Okay, good. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Alison from York is ready already for Innuendo Bingo. Good. Nice early start. Also, we've got Jessica and Callum, who are being all romantic and playing innuendo bingo together today because they're a couple and it's Valentine's Day. It's not the most romantic thing to do, I don't think. Play innuendo bingo with your partner, but whatever you want. 1:45, get your waters ready. And if you want to watch it, it takes it to the next level. You know that. It's available on the Radio 1 website and it's live with Chris and Danny Howard today.
Shouldn't really we say maybe rather than I definitely bought flowers or... You might help me out here a little bit.
Have I messed up?
No, I'm just saying we've got to be careful about what we say here about these flowers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I didn't buy flowers.
Wait. Maybe. If you're listening to Tappen yesterday, it's always a maybe. And then is it two winks or one wink?
I'd do as many as you can, I say.
Yeah, just as many.
Wink away.
That looks weird.
You do. If you
one
can't
or two
do more
winks
than
is
two.
Fine.
Without...
No. That's just Twitch.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Today, we welcome Danny Howard. Hiya.
Hi, eh?
You right?
Yeah, good are you?
Yeah, good. I haven't seen you for a while.
I've not seen you for a while. Not since Christmas, I don't think.
It was Christmas.
It was.
We had a lovely selection of jumpers between us. Didn't
lovely.
We? Didn't we?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
And to you, my darling.
Yeah.
Anything special planned?
Yeah, I'm going for a meal tonight with a gilf.
Okay, good.
Looking forward to that. Got my low-cut top on, as usual.
Yes, you have. Hi, girls. You can see that now on the Radio 1 website. So it's a lad special today for Valentine's Day. It's Chris and Danny Howard. And we're about to play. Are we all ready for it?
All ready.
Yes, ready.
Brad in Leamington here. So is Caroline and Jill. They're playing along for the first time. Jill, take your waterproofs off. It's not allowed. Luke's watching us on the loo. Dedication. Ugh. And Lauren in Devon is secretly listening at the back of her French class. Let's go.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay. Take a nice big sip of water. Has anyone seen the video for Rihanna's Stay? You'll notice the water is a bit murky today. That's actually Rihanna's bath water from the video. No one spat it out, did they? Also, she sits at the tap end in the video.
I noticed this,
she does. That's one similarity that you have with
in
Rihanna.
In the video, yeah, both at the tap end.
Well, she does it for about 1 minute 25 and then realises a mistake.
Do you think it's a tribute?
You did it for 24 years. but that is actual Rihanna's bath water today, so enjoy, lads.
Mm-mm.
Ready? Mm-hmm. No one's put off by that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Anyone know how to get a shout out on BBC Radio 2? What? Here's the answer.
My Valentine's present. Kerry of Broadstairs sent me a lovely picture of two beautiful little puppies.
Oh, Chris!
Ken Bruce.
Oh, mate, this is gonna be...
Valentine's Day puppies.
Thanks, Ken.
We are on.
We are on.
Oh.
I like it that Chris and Horsham has booked a meeting room at work so he can watch Innuendo Bingo in peace. That's awesome.
On the big screen, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Already?
Yeah, man.
Right. Let's make it a wet one today, lads. David of Southampton sent this one in. Thanks, David. Has anyone seen Flog It lately? Has it changed? I've not seen it for a while.
Now, we need to warm this end up here. So I will go over to the glory hole.
Oh, mate. Did you hear the sharp intake of breath? That's how cold this water is. Good work, Howard.
What have I done to you? Hey?
Mate. That was well sprayed by both of
it's
you, though,
neutral.
I think.
Good spray.
Okay. More water, please.
Just covered Danny Howard's love rug.
Wasn't that how it was described once on the BBC website?
It was. Well, that's what it is.
Was that your chest, is it?
Chest hair. Love
yeah, chest hair. Let's
that's horrible,
that.
Isn't it? Reese in Essex is watching. Oh, whose chair is that? Heather off of Oban. Hello. Mm-hmm. You know F1? It can get a bit boring for the drivers, especially like when the Grand Prix isn't going on, as you're about to hear.
Lewis Hamilton pulls on his helmet.
Chris is gone already. Danny Howard remains calm. No water is sprayed.
Checkers.
Right, does anyone know what was happening in the Celtic match the other night? You boys know about football. Anyone explain this?
They're going to have to come from behind and do it the hard way.
I nearly fell off my chair.
I've just removed Howard from his stool.
It's not safe.
They're going to have to come from behind and do it the hard way.
It's a soft night.
Okay. Just thought someone might be able to explain that, but obviously not. Okay. Letty off of Glasgow's been on. Well spotted. Thank you, Letty. And it's from Room 101. Does anyone know what Clive Anderson does in his spare time?
I was photographing beavers in Scotland this year.
This game is...
You're right, these are a lot stronger than last time.
Ridiculous.
These clips. These are new.
Yeah. I've just noticed your face for the first time. Hi.
Hi.
Wow, really wet.
Yeah, very. Did my hair and everything.
Ali from Warwick says, this is epic already. Watching for my first time.
No, it's through to the boxes.
Yeah, same.
I should have watched this sooner, says Giles. I told you.
I'm just going to have to accept it.
Okay, yes you are.
Take it.
Claire from near Bedford has been on. Ready? Water, please.
I'm ready.
Everyone, imagine Moira Stewart telling you this.
I had a rude awakening just before midnight, exploding in every direction.
I don't even think we're aiming for the bin anymore.
Yes, Moira.
I had a rude awakening just before midnight, exploding in every direction.
Okay. Andrew in Newcastle, thank you for your clip. Ready? You know Rachel Riley off Countdown?
Now it's time for a numbers game. Yeah. Now then, John, look at Rachel. Panting to be instructed.
Danny.
That was projectile then.
That's not even it.
Oh.
See if we can get that far again.
Patting myself down, sorry.
Oh, it is wet, isn't it? Dear.
I can't.
I noticed you put extra sheeting down.
Just
well,
lower yourself back down, Chris. Yeah. All fine.
It's just... nice.
More water. Let's try and get through this. Rachel from Countdown, everyone.
Now it's time for a numbers game. Now then, John, look at Rachel. Mm-hmm. Panting to be instructed.
I'll have four from the top, please, Rachel.
We're continuing this pussy theme.
Got there in the end. Wow.
Put it in.
Everyone is dripping wet now. One of our slightly more highbrow listeners... who listens between us and the Today programme on Radio 4 has been on. His name's Kenneth. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here's a bit specialist sometimes, the Today programme.
3 minutes to seven, Philip Avery with the weather.
I'm slightly concerned about tit obesity in the South East.
Only in the South East. Water.
It's a wet one. I need some more. Flying through them. Thanks.
Oh, dear. Back to Radio 4 again, I'm afraid.
And then after the midday news, Money Box. And Paul Lewis is here now to tell us more.
Thanks, Seb. No hairy crabs here.
I went for the bin that time. I did.
Oh, I really hope you're watching
genuinely
this.
Genuinely silly.
Okay. More water, please. Come on. Come on. Now, I remember a day when Phil Spencer's show used to be about property. Not anymore.
I know Pamela's tried a hand at sneaking out a few boxes, but I'm keen to see if Ian's followed through.
Everyone fine? Mm. All fine. Mm.
3 minutes to seven, Philip Avery with the weather.
I'm slightly concerned about tit obesity in the South East.
I knew what was going then. Mm. Oh, no.
Just a couple more to go, guys, and then you can get yourself dry. Okay, right, The Cube. I've not seen it for a while. Is the summer special kind of late night version? Surely this wasn't on the primetime one.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
This is a wet one. I've got to get back on the train up to Manchester after this.
I'm not just saying it. Like, we do this twice a week. This is the wettest. It
really is.
This is the wettest.
Absolutely soaked.
Don't worry about it. I mean...
It's next level, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
We're going to have to pixelate.
Two more.
You said that a minute ago.
Yeah, I know. I miscounted. It does look like you both had showers. Beth and Somerset's been on saying that. Okay, here we go. Over to BBC One Daytime and a big confession on doctors.
OK, Robbie, I know he was no saint, but I don't even recognise the picture that rag's painted. You know he rang me the day he died. I blew him off, I didn't have time.
OK, one more. You don't look impressed, Chris. Finally, has anyone ever been to Hadrian's Wall?
Hadrian's Wall, reimagined not as a...
What?
I know it.
Okay. Try and get through it, please.
Hadrian's Wall, reimagined not as a barrier, but a place to meet, gaze.
Wow. That was our wettest innuendo bingo ever. Seriously. Wow.
I just choked on Chris's water there.
Danny Howard, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here today. That was incredible.
Thank you.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah.
It's like he's just run a marathon. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I want to say hello to one of our listeners who's called Miriam. She's 26 and she listens every day in Los Angeles and sent me this tweet yesterday. So she's taken a picture of one of those books of karaoke songs. You know, like when you go to a karaoke bar and there's normally a massive book, normally laminated, which you can open and go, oh, I'll do that one. I've had the time of my life. Mm. Well, normally everyone does. Now, she sent me the page that is M. So there's loads and loads of Madonna songs, which, I don't know, maybe you would do like a Prayer or...
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, all on there. And then if you go down a bit further down the list, she's like, look what song they do at karaoke in LA. And one of the songs available is Finale by another M, Madian. Now think about how that song goes.
That's not...
There's no words.
There's no words, is there? That's what I thought.
That's a really good spot. Thanks, Miriam. It just kind of like made me feel a bit... I quite liked it. It's like, yeah. So hi to anyone in LA who's choosing Finale by Madian as their karaoke song of choice at the moment. Not much work required on that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so I've got Madian Finale here. Imagine you're in a karaoke bar. You've chosen this one. You're stood there and it says, brackets, instrumental. Brackets. Brace yourself, Are you just really going to stand there going, brace yourself?
Brace yourself.
Brace yourself. Then all this happens. Yeah.
I always put a hand in my pocket for the instrumental. You know what I mean? Just stand there awkwardly. Never know where to look.
Yeah. So, still just stood there. Everyone's looking on, waiting for you to sing.
Yep. So, instrumental brackets, yep. 3 minutes.
Oh, here we go. Last dance. And then another 2 minutes of instrumental. Brilliant. Hi, Gonzo.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, not so bad.
What are you saying?
Well, I was at a karaoke bar once, and it got to the instrumental break, and as it came up instrumental on screen, my mate just sang, instrumental, for about a minute.
Right, so your friend is up doing karaoke, and it says on the screen, instrumental.
Yeah.
And he just goes, instrumental.
Yeah.
Is he like the wrong burgundy of karaoke? However, I don't think it's a bad idea because sometimes like the instrumental break can be really long, like on that Madian song. Mm. It's best for everyone just to go instrumental.
But they don't do that on the X Factor, do they?
No, they should.
Do a one-handed fist grab as well.
Yeah, just do the fist grab and just go instrumental. I really like it. Chris is still, like, soaked.
It's weird. It's like when you come out of a swimming pool and, you know, your eyes are slightly, a bit sensitive to daylight or so. It's weird.
Well, that's Rihanna's bathwater for you. It wasn't normal water today, was it?
How did you get that?
Got contacts on it. Does give you stingy eyes for a while, though. You'll be fine in, like, about half an hour, I find. Right, it's Radio 1's Access All Areas month, and it's your chance to vote for the British Breakthrough Act at this year's Brit Awards. Now, it's the only one that's open to a public vote, which means that you really can have a say in who gets up on that stage next Wednesday night and goes, thank you very much, I can't believe it. The five nominees, I'm not allowed to be kind of swayed here at all or have any... Well, you can't hear what I'm supposed to say here because I don't want any of them to win.
What?
I mean... No, I'm not sure which of them I want to win.
You're not meant to be biased.
That's what I mean.
Be seen to be biased, so you want them either...
But this is really hard.
But do you want them all to win? Or
I don't want any of them to... No, I do want one of them to win, but I'm not sure which one at this moment.
You're not... Yes.
I want all of them to win, obviously, in an ideal world, but that can't happen.
Right. They're all winners, really.
They're not. It's like when you win a bronze. Well, thanks, but I haven't won, have I?
Right.
True. Is Alt J, Ben Howard, Jesse Ware, Jake Bug, Rita Ora. Ooh. Now, no one can accuse me of having any bias there because they were all said in a completely monotone fashion. Now, if you want to cast your vote for this year's Brit Awards British Breakthrough Act, go to the Radio 1 website right now, click on the Brit Awards link. They've all been in the live lounge this week. Jesse Ware was on earlier. Chris thinks he was in the lift with her, but can't be sure. Might just be someone from accounts. How would you not know?
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about it, yeah.
Okay, so when I arrived at work this morning, about 9 o'clock, I shared a lift with someone, and I'm not 100% sure that it wasn't Jesse Webb, but now I'm concerned that they would probably... If they know who I am, then they probably are listening to this right now, and this is looking really rude. But for some reason, I think it might have been Jesse Webb.
What makes you say that?
Just because I saw a picture of Jessie Ware and I was like, I'm sure I shared a lift with her earlier, but I was quite tired.
Did she have a pop star aura about her?
She had no one, it was just me and her.
No, I did that aura, that's not me, that doesn't mean people with her. That's entourage. Aura, as in, did she have a feel of a pop star around her?
I'm sure you're not allowed to say aura a lot.
Yes, you are.
Sounding biased.
Oh, no, I meant A-U-R-A aura, not the other one that's up for the award. Oh, did it feel like a pop star was in the lift with
you? She was very friendly.
Oh. Okay, right. So Rita Ora, O-R-A, is in the live lounge tomorrow. Harry and also Mark and several other bidders have come forward offering me monies for this Rihanna bathwater, which we said that we were playing innuendo bingo with today. A bit murky and stings your eyes for up to 30 minutes, but then absolutely fine.
Maybe this is something I can pitch to Mrs. Mead.
What? Selling Rihanna's bathwater?
I don't know, 100 grand, 50%.
People want it. I mean, I've got emails, ahoy. I need to let you into something. It wasn't actually Rihanna's bathwater. I don't have that in my possession. Not that Rihanna.
Whose bathwater was it then?
The one off films. It's not.
Was it bathwater?
No, it's not bathwater. It's just it came out of the tap a little bit murky, and I just decided to say it was Rihanna's bathwater because in the Stay video, she's at the tap end in the bath. It's neither the pop star Rihanna nor the one who reviews the films on Radio 1. It's just a bit cloudy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Get out your seat, hole.
Shows. White shoes at the black shows.
Huh. As much as I love brassing that up, I really hope he never hears it himself.
I thought it was more subtle than normal, the brass.
Hello, Aid in Wolverhampton, who says, I now have anxiety dreams about the brass in this song. Thanks. Thank you, Mills. That was Suit and Tie. Go on, Maximus. Brass so hard. And now it's time for Dear Scott from the PR4L. A selection of things that you've been saying to us. It's open forum for you. You can say what you want. It'll get on.
Dear Scott, I'm visiting London soon and will be taking a tour of Broadcasting House. How do I find out who will be walking around in their underwear on the day I'm there?
No. It's not like an everyday thing. We were just raising money for Comet Relief and Chris went up and down in the glass lifts in his pants a couple of weeks back.
Chris would be my preference, but Greg James seems to be taking his clothes off much more frequently.
I'm just thinking, right, was there a tour going on when this was happening? Because this is really bad.
Or do you think... Well, maybe if there
when you were in the lift, was there a tour going on? Because they do tours all the time.
I wasn't aware that there was, but maybe if there was and they saw me in my pants, they just went... They carried on and sort of styled it out as if this was normal. It's like, yes, this happens every day.
There's a man in his pants. Oh.
An advance schedule would be appreciated. Ryan, off of Pennsylvania, USA.
Okay, Ryan... Well, if you can email back with the exact date and we'll see what we can do.
No, we won't see what we do.
It's in the public interest.
I'm not doing the pants thing every day.
Well, Ryan wants you to, and he's come all the way from America. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. Just wanted to let you know that in a conversation with my nan the other day, I found out that my great auntie has done 78 years at the tap end. Now, what do you think of that?
What? So she sat at the tap end of the bar for 78 years.
How did you have that conversation? How did that start?
At least Chris has had the time to rectify his mistake. Imagine spending your whole life at the tap end. She gets up every morning at 6 a.m. and has a tap end bath, no bubbles. Just thought I'd share as it made me think of you.
Right. Maybe tell her that it's more comfortable at the other end.
That's my advice, anyway.
I'm not able to listen to the show, as I'm a trainee teacher, but listen to your podcasts every day. They brighten up my drive to work. So please read this out on Dear Scott. Love you all. Hannah, off of Cheltenham.
Thanks, Hannah. Maybe they were talking about 24 years at the tap end and that's how they got onto it.
But her and her nan?
I know. Well, maybe her nan loves it. I don't know. And next?
Dear Scott, Chris and anyone else. If you read this out, it will be the day after the final performance of my school's performance of Cinderella. Oh. It would be much appreciated if you could read this out and say congrats to all of the cast members and dancers, as we've been working hard for months.
Oh, OK. Well, congratulations. So it'll all be over by now for your performance of Cinderella. Hope it went well.
I know we are very nervous, so I would love it if you'd read this out, tongue sticking out, smiley. I love you guys, and Radio 1 is my actual life. Love you, bye. Joanna, 13.
Thank you, Joanna, 13. And hope it went well, like I say. That's really sweet.
I wonder what part she played.
Yeah. Email us back, let us know how it went. And next.
Dear Scott, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L, brackets Miss You Becky. I was looking at Chris's Wikipedia page because I was curious, and to my surprise it stated how many Scott Mills points he had won in total. He apparently has a massive 6,059,140.2 Scott Mills points.
I don't think that's possible.
I have no control over this Wikipedia thing that's started happening. But what concerns me, looking at it now, is the level of information. I mean, it is like it's been written by my parents. It's even got...
Maybe it has.
Chris revealed... Oh, it says... Chris revealed that his parents had originally planned to name him Porrick. Now, how's that made the Wikipedia? Then it goes on to name every one of my friends. Sir Dosser, Dougsie, Webbo, Chazza, Chinese Dave and the Convict.
Did you change it?
I've had nothing to do with this Wikipedia page. Nothing at all.
Right. Maybe you said it on the radio.
Yes. Yes.
Right, there we are. It goes out nationally every day across the world on the internet.
But what I'm saying is, why are people paying attention so much and then going and putting it on...
Some people really do pay attention. I mean...
They named often the hospital I was born in. Often this is
a load of guff that people just listen to in the background with some songs on, but sometimes they really listen. It's amazing what you give away on air. Porrick?
I know, I mean, even I'd forgotten about that until I read it on my Wikipedia.
I don't remember that at all. And that's the kind of thing I would remember. And it's true. Next.
I just wanted to say congratulations to Chris and well done to the person who took the time to tally up the points and post them to Wikipedia.
They're not true.
Love you, bye. Robson, off of Edinburgh.
No one's got millions of points. We haven't been doing it for that long. Apart from that week where Sarah Cox and Nick Grimshaw gave away millions, but we've wiped that from our memories. Anything else you've got to say? Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll have some more Dear Scots coming later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know how sometimes I like to nip out during the songs?
Yeah.
Just to check that there's an outside world? Well, there was. And I'd really bumped into a guy, like full on slammed into him, because he was, as I was coming back in, he was checking how fresh his armpit smelled.
Right.
He was actually lifting his arm right up and going... And at that point, I went, oh, really sorry, mate. So sorry, but you smelt fresh. That was Paolo Nutini, 10 out of 10. And
these aren't
this is
from
Scott
him.
Mills. What?
These aren't from him.
They're not from him. Well, the cupcakes, they're not from him. Or from me. God admirer, is it?
Well, you've just come in and delivered me cakes.
Yeah, you know, that was... that they weren't from him. That was from a separate person who wanted to give you cupcakes. I think they're cakes anyway.
You don't know who?
I don't know who they're
from.
Who
gave them to you?
Somebody downstairs on the reception.
So these are from you?
They're not from me.
Have you sent me Valentine's cakes?
I have not, no. That would be awkward.
Well, it's really awkward now because
you might want to check they are cakes. They could be those fake ones, joke ones, where you bite in. It's like, ah. I don't know why anyone would send you those.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, I saw Gemma Kearney earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's really been enjoying our Reel or No Reels this week. As you know, Gemma Kearney is a big fan of avant-garde fashion, as we've been saying every day. And previous Reel or No Reels, which have all been no reel, the goldfish bowl on her head. She went to a party once. There's the concept of jealousy. I liked when she dressed up as the space shuttle Endeavour.
Yeah.
And also another favourite... was when she went to a party, an East London party, dressed as a python gathered with a Jean-Paul Gaultier belt.
Mm.
I think that she's getting the joke.
All of those are no real.
Well, yes. So today and tomorrow will be the last ones that we're going to do about the Radio 1 DJs. But as part of Access All Areas Month, I like the loose connection.
Yes.
We've been... you know, giving you an insight into Radio 1 DJs, real or no real. And we've got some more today coming up. Your chance to get some Scott Mills points. By the way, your Wikipedia now says that you have zero Scott Mills points. So it's gone like millions and millions and millions. Someone's just texted in to say it's now zero.
Thing is, okay.
People can change it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like people that are getting really embarrassed at work when stuff is arriving from their other half today. Like Kitty has just been on, the whole office just stopped to watch her open a massive box of balloons. Thanks, boyfriend Ben.
Do you remember you read out the text from that girl the other day who, wasn't she getting her boyfriend like a 42-inch canvas?
Of him and her together, like a photo, yeah.
I'd love to know how that went down.
We haven't heard back from them, actually. So obviously the present would have been given by now. Maybe you can get back in touch and let us know how that 42-inch canvas, what she wants him to put up in his bedroom wall, on his bedroom wall.
At his parents' house.
At his parents' house. Let us know how that went down. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Shout out to all the people that are dressing up to go to the gym today as well, because they might pull. That happens.
Really?
There's a few people on Twitter going, like girls, going, OMG, all the other girls are in here and they've got full makeup on and they've had a shower and done their hair to go to the gym today.
But because it's Valentine's Day.
It's happening.
Is it because then you can single yourself out as being single?
Absolutely, sort of? Yeah. Made an effort.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Real or No Real. And it's time for a last-minute addition to the show. Charlie Sloth, hi.
Howdy, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm great, thank you, sir. And yourself?
Is it? Thank you very much for agreeing to do this. Literally last minute. I mean, he's just sat down.
Yeah, you know I love it.
Did you bring your son in yesterday to your One Extra show?
Yeah, and I brought my daughter in today.
Hello.
Say hi, that's Scott. She's your number one fan.
Really? Oh.
She loves you.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
When we just said we're going to do Real or No Real... She's just seen her face light up.
Yeah.
It's her favourite show.
What's your name? Ruby. Hello, oh. Ruby. Oh, this is cute. Okay, so Charlie says play Real or No Real. If you want Charlie on your radio, who doesn't, with extra hip-hop and extra R&B, BBC Radio 1 Extra, on your TV, on your phone, online, from 4 o'clock. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play the game. It's all about Radio 1 DJs this week.
Radio 1 rock show presenter Daniel P. Carter co-wrote Cascada's number one hit, Evacuate the Dance Floor.
That's a tune.
Now you see, this seems hard to believe, but we're finding out every day these songs that he's had a part of.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Wasn't yesterday's McFly?
Stargirl McFly. He co-wrote that, I do believe. We had some Galaxy Defenders on, that's McFly fans, yesterday saying, actually, it was just a co-write. But yeah, he was involved. But did Daniel P. Carter, rock god from Radio 1, write, Evacuate the Dance Floor?
See, I know he's very much involved in writing and producing for other artists, but yeah. I think he'd be scared of his credibility just getting flushed down the toilet for doing that. So
what, for Cascada?
Yeah.
Sold a lot of records though, Cascada.
A lot of records.
What are you saying, Charlie Sloth?
Not real.
No, I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Knew it.
And here's your next one, but is this real or not?
While presenting her Sunday morning show, Sarah Cox once did a 9-minute monologue on the subject of antiseptic hand wipes after a technical fault prevented any music from being played.
That's my worst nightmare, that.
Is that like a stress dream?
I have a stress dream all the time where I'm on air, like in here, and I'm like, and that's after this. And nothing happens. And I try something else. After this, nothing happens. And it's like,
that's a dream for me. I pray for that to happen. So I can just talk and talk and talk and tell more stories.
It stresses me out. Okay, so Sarah Cox, 9-minute monologue on antiseptic hand wipes.
Now, you see, I think this might be true because there's some of them in the studio, in every studio here. So I think what's happened is the music's gone dead and she's just looked at the first thing and just started talking about them.
That's a skill, though.
And I'm going to... Yeah, it is a skill.
Do you know, one of my mates went for a audition for one of the shopping channels, you know, like QVC or Ideal World or one of those. And the audition there is they just give you an object, like a, let's say a pencil, and you have to talk about it for 5 minutes. And if you can, then you get the job.
Wow.
I'd be useless at that.
I'd get the job.
Sarah Cox, you would. Sarah Cox also would. But did she do it? Real or no real?
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, wow. I can so imagine her doing it, though.
Yeah.
And next.
Zane Lowe used to be in a hip-hop collective called Urban Disturbance and insisted on his name being spelled Z-H-A-Y-N-E.
Is this really that unreal? Like,
no, do you know what? I think this is true. Because
Urban Disturbance.
The name may not be the right name, but he was definitely...
He's done other
collective.
Stuff, hasn't he?
He was in a group with Dan Greenpeace.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe they was called Urban Disturbance.
It's an awful name.
It's a terrible name.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So what we're saying about Urban Disturbance and Zane With an H. Z-H-A-Y-N-E, low.
I'm going to say real.
Ruby, what do you think? Real or no real? No pressure.
Real.
No real.
All no right. real. Okay.
That one is real.
Yeah. Ruby!
Yay.
I said it was real.
Oh. Next.
Edith Bowman likes to call late-night radio phone-ins and can be regularly heard on a variety of stations speaking about such topics as bin collection and road tax under the false name Judith Croman.
That's a good one.
I've done this.
Hello, Judith Croman.
Of course I have.
Really?
Yeah. He does it all the time, yeah.
I'm happy to admit to that.
Mm. Not so much these days.
No, it'd be like... No, like sometimes I finish work, I'd be... DJing somewhere, coming back at like 3 a.m. so to keep myself occupied when I was driving.
Do you know what? I can so imagine doing that, getting on your high horse about something. Mr. Angry.
Yeah. There's always something.
I've got something to say. Edith calls up other radio station phone-ins as Judith Croman. Real or no real?
No real. No real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
No way, I knew it.
And next...
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much, she once went for a walk in the park dressed as a World War II evacuee, complete with name badge and gas mask.
Oh, my word!
So, we know that Gemma loves her fashion. Does she love it that much? Real or no real?
So I just see Gemma on the way down in the lift, and... Now you say that, I'm getting visions of her walking around and...
She likes to wear some out there avant-garde stuff, which we salute her for.
Mm. I'm going to say real.
These are never real. I'm saying no real.
Can we just hear it again?
Please.
Just to be clear on this.
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much, she once went for a walk in the park dressed as a World War II evacuee, complete with name badge and gas mask.
Yeah, that's true. I can see it.
Accessorise. I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no way!
So, at the end of that round of real or no real, what are we saying?
I scored 20, Charlie scored 20.
Oh, yes. Good. Nice to meet you, Ruby.
You're going to say nice to meet you too?
Thanks.
Nice to meet you too.
Oh! Thank you, Charlie Sloth.
Thanks a lot for having me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If anyone's on the train to Manchester from London right now and see a man resembling a drowned rat, that is Radio 1's dance DJ, Danny Howard. He's on the train right now. Do not approach him. He's not dangerous. He's just wet through. Don't sit on the seat next to him. If you go anywhere near him, you will also... get extremely wet, especially if he does that thing like you didn't hear a minute ago, like dogs do, where they shake and like the water just sprays everywhere. Avoid. Okay, suit and tie. Added brass for Thursday? Yes. BBC Radio 1. Tomorrow, I'll be here on Radio 1 between 1 and 4 with loads of Friday tunes. And joining us after 3 will be All Time Low. 1 till 4 tomorrow, Radio 1. Or there's this podcast. BBC Radio 1.